This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Lizzie Clark may be relatively new to Halliburton, but in a community filled with great musicians, she's found both her people and her home. A member of the Folk Society, Clark is the coordinator of the second annual February Folk Festival, a jam-packed month of performances celebrating all kinds of musical genres at a number of local venues. A singer in her own right, Clark dropped by the Canoe FM studios recently to give a glimpse into this year's musical offerings. She encourages everyone to get out to as many shows as possible, both the ticketed events and the pop-up shows as well.
It is so exciting. I mean, we had the Union Duke show on the 31st, which wasn't technically February, but it was the kickoff. And I feel like the energy of that, if that tells us anything about what a great month this is going to be, I mean, it was just absolutely fabulous. The Folk Festival is basically a coming together, or even just it's a list, if nothing else, of all of the amazing music that's already happening in Halliburton County. There are a few events that we have set up special for the festival as well. The list has gotten away from us, I have to admit. There's just I won't say too much, but there is so much music. There's so much live performance happening at all of the venues that you can think of around town.
In just the first week of the month alone, there's an incredible lineup. From the beloved Gourd Kid to a ukulele jam, an interactive drum circle, music in the round with Trio Cappuccino and Northern Wildflowers, tacos and tunes, Eric Casper at Bosch Kung Social, an après-ski concert at Sir Sam's, and an old-time winter square dance event, there's definitely something for everyone to enjoy. Clark says having so much local talent has been both a blessing and a curse, as the Folk Society tries to feature all the Halliburton musicians they can into a shortened month. But she says it's a nice problem to have.
That was my exact problem. That was where I actually found the job to be hardest. There were too many people. There are too many people. And that's not an actual problem. Like, it was amazing. And I got the chance to not only reach out to artists who I was already aware of, but learn about more artists and get to know their material and listen to them and coordinate with them and get to know them personally as well. And it's just been amazing. And I think one of the coolest things about getting this job now as the coordinator is I'm new here. I don't know what's going on. I haven't known what's going on. And this has just been opening up a gift where it just keeps on going, boxes and boxes and boxes of music and people. It's truly been amazing. First of all, I think there is a real level of talent that is truly, that's just really, really inspiring. I'll use this example. On February 21st, there are two events. Earlier in the day, there's a matinee at the Minden Church. It's the Highland Hills United Church. And Lauren Margeson is going to be singing. And if you know Lauren's voice, if you've heard her, I mean, you just know that this show is going to be next level spectacular. Like, the talent. Melissa Stevens is accompanying her, and they were putting on an amazing show. And then in the evening at the Northern Lights Performing Arts Pavilion, Jenny Tai and Angie Hiltz, who are two performers from Toronto, are coming here to perform. And again, just the level of talent. I can't even, it's very hard to describe without just telling you to go and Google them and listen. Like, just, it's absolutely amazing. So that's one piece of the puzzle. And that's just one example of the talent. But I'm also really excited about the fact that this festival is not just for the top tier professionals to perform. We also have some people who are doing their very first show. There's a few of those. And the one that I'll use as an example is a band called Veils. And it is made up of high school students. And they're going to be performing at Redmond's Records February 20th at 4:30 p.m. And they've played a few shows, I know, at the high school and at high school events. But this is going to be something really special that I'm really happy to be able to facilitate that opportunity. I remember my music teacher who got me my first paid gig. You know what I mean? And that was so special. So there's also that element that I think is really, really unique, that it is a festival for top tier performers, but also first timers who have proven themselves and are incredibly talented. But then we also have this series of open mics that is genuinely for everybody, every level. And that's really exciting. And one of those, of course, is just the regular Folk Society open mic held at the Legion. And that's going to be on Valentine's Day.
The brainchild of the County of Halliburton, the February Folk Festival, is aimed at bringing people and musicians together during the cold months of winter. With the myriad of performers and venues on offer, it's becoming a popular way of shaking off the winter blues.
We just wanted to give people great excuses to get out of their houses. Because it is cold, it is snowy, and we need a little bit of joy. And we need that excuse to get out of the house and support our community. This is the second year of the Folk Festival, and the county put it on last year, and it was incredibly successful. It was a bit smaller scale. I think this year we're kind of hoping to ramp it up, and I hope it continues to ramp up every year after this. Some of the shows that are ticketed, they're spread out across the month, but we have quite a few of these free, we're calling them pop-ups, these free events. The goal of these pop-up events are to put musicians into places where people already are. So we don't have to necessarily rely on ticket sales and drawing in a crowd. We have people playing for people where they're already at. We've had so much support from the community, even just walking down the street now that I actually know people in town, and I get stopped a lot and people just asking about how the festival's going, what events are coming up. And of course, things are just being shared wildly on social media, which is amazing. That share button is so helpful.
For more information on the February Folk Festival and to find out the month-long lineup of musicians, visit febfolkfest.com.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.